certainly expecting Cam to play. Cam doesn't play a lot in team development over the last several years. My job is to get him in and out of Latrobe, and I've done my job. And so there are no reservations about his participation or his readiness. I'm sure he's chopping at the bit.
First practice day of game week. It's a Wednesday. Usually Cam Hayward speaks on Wednesdays. We're going to speak about Cam Hayward with Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette right now. He joins us every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Ray brought to you by the Western PA injury attorneys, Larry Kelly and Joe George from LGKG, your home team. And Ray joining us on the fan hotline, which is... presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years.
That was close.
That wasn't close. That was just bad. That's bad identification, bad reading. That's the whole deal. Hopefully Aaron Rodgers is not dealing with paralysis by analysis. Hello, Ray.
Good morning, fellas. How are we doing?
Stan Saverin used to take really long pauses when I would be producing for him, and you'd go out in the hallway and the dead air light would be going off. He would take like 15-second pause. I'm like, did I miss a break? Am I like not paying attention? What the hell's going on here? All right, Ray, do you expect Cam Hayward to talk today, A, to practice today, B, to play on Sunday, C?
I expect him to play on Sunday, Adam. I'm not banking on him talking today, but it would be nice. We've been trying to get Adam for a week or so. You know, in terms of practice participation, he was a guy who would really sit a lot early in weeks, and then he'd always be out there by Thursday or Friday. So I wouldn't pay a lot of attention to practice today. But, yeah, hopefully Cam talks. I mean, he talked on his podcast. Why wouldn't he want to talk to the guys who cover the team?
If he doesn't play, let's say he doesn't play on Sunday, are you worried about this defense against the Jets? Are you worried about Justin Fields against this front of the Steelers?
Heck, yeah, if he doesn't play because – Derek Harmon's not going to play, and then you're talking about starting Keanu Benton, Isaiah Loudermilk, and probably Y.A. Black. So, yeah, that would not be an ideal situation. I mean, I'm sure that's not the reason Cam is going to play. I think he's going to play because, Dorn, he's a team captain. You know, I think he values what he has meant to the Steelers over the years. And I think deep down he realizes – that if he sat out into a season, the damage that it would do long-term to his reputation here. You know, there's only a handful of guys who have done this with the Steelers. Le'Veon Bell was one. I think we all know how he's viewed. Mike Merriweather was another. Merriweather was traded to the Vikings. So it doesn't happen often. That's why I'm confident Cam will play. And I think that's why Mike Tomlin was confident yesterday. I'm sure Mike knows what's going on behind the scenes more than we do.
Do you think he's going to play because they're going to pay him, or do you think he's just going to say, hey, it's my reputation like you just alluded to, and realize yeah. I'll take the L on this one, but let's get out there and play some football?
Yeah, I mean, he might take an L on it, or they might quietly throw some money his way. That remains to be seen, but I think you guys know they're not going to tear up a contract and give him a new contract with 2 years left. The bare minimum they would do is what they did for AB a couple years ago, and that's advanced him a little bit of that March roster bonus.
Ray, what would worry you more, the defense looking bad on Sunday or the offense looking bad on Sunday?
Defense looking bad because, Doran, this is the way the Steelers are built. They're spending, I think it's the fourth year in a row, they're spending more money on their defense than anyone else in the National Football League. I looked it up the other day. They are spending $17 million more on their defense than any other team in the NFL. They're really going against the grain in terms of team building. And I understand a lot of that has to do with, you know, they're not paying their quarterback and, you know, they've drafted well on defense and they've given those guys second contracts. I get that's part of it, but they are built different than a lot of other teams that are competing for the playoffs. So I think that's a big part of it. And, for that reason, I think I would be – the alarm bells would go off for me, Doran, if the defense did not look good on Sunday.
Mike Tomlin said that the decision for Justin Fields not to be a Pittsburgh Steeler, again, was mutual. You buying what Tomlin's selling?
I think it was mutual in the way that Justin Fields didn't want to play for what the Steelers were willing to pay him. So if you want to consider that mutual, I kind of know what Mike was getting at. They wanted Justin at a certain price, and they were not willing to go over that price for what, you know, they thought was a bridge quarterback. So, you know, in the end, they got the bridge quarterback in Aaron Rodgers. They're paying him less than what they would have paid Justin Fields. Now the only question is, will they be better off with Aaron Rodgers than they were with Justin Fields? There's really no way of knowing that, but the only way you could actually measure that is if they win a playoff game, excuse me, in January. And if they do that, I think it'll be a good deal.
Ready to take a break there. Just maybe grab a lozenge, a little drink of coffee good. Or some tea. Ray, Mike Tomlin expressed some confidence in the wide receiver room. So we'll ask you again, are you buying that or do you think that's hogwash?
Well, you know, I do believe that they really like Roman Wilson. He had a good camp. And I think they believe in Calvin Austin too, but there's something to be said, guys, for having been there and done that in the NFL. And neither of those guys have really done that over the long haul. You know, Calvin had a nice year last year, but, you know, it wasn't anything that, you know, he's done consistently over the course of his career. And Roman just, you know, he was on IR. He had no way of proving that because he was injured last year. So I get their confidence level in both guys. I think both of those guys can have roles within this offense, but until they go out there and do it consistently, I think there's going to be a lot of questions. And quite honestly, I think there should be, because those guys have a lot to prove.
Ray, do you think 13 personnel will be their main personnel this season with three tight ends?
I don't think it'll be their main personnel, but I think we're going to see it a lot. I think you're going to see Darnell Washington out there with either Pat or Jonnu Smith. And then I think you'll see, obviously, Pat Freiermuth and Jonnu Smith on the field a lot. And that'll be, obviously, passing situations when Darnell's not in there. You know, they're going to sprinkle in the H-back a little bit with Connor Hayward. They've shown an affinity for using him. So, you know, he'll certainly be a part of things too. But, yeah, if I had to put a percentage on it, I still think 12 will be their dominant personnel group. But I think 13 will be pretty close behind. And I think they're certainly going to use that when they want to go four-minute offense if they get a lead to try to wear some football teams down in the second half.
Ray Fittipaldo, the Post-Gazette, joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. It certainly sounds like Jalen Warren's going to get run and run often early. So his career high in carries, I believe, is 15, over under 15 carries for Jalen Warren on Sunday.
Yeah, see, I think they're going to get a lead in this game, and I think they're going to be in a position to run the ball. So I will go over for the first game. But I think Kenneth Gainwell being RB2 on the depth chart means something. I think he's going to get a few carries. And I think Caleb Johnson, if the situation is right, I think they'll also sprinkle him in there as well. But I think you're right, Adam. I think a healthy dose of Jalen Warren in game one is warranted. He's been a productive back in the past, and I think they want to see how he looks as RB1.
Ray, do you think this is a make-or-break year for Terrell Austin?
Listen, there's a ton of pressure, not only on Terrell Austin, but Mike Tomlin for the comments that he made earlier this summer about this defense potentially doing historic things. And, you know, Mike later clarified that, you know, he said that because he wanted to place high expectations on this defense because he believes in this defense. And you look at the way last season ended, with that five-game losing streak, the way they really hemorrhaged yards and points to their final five opponents, the pressure is going to be on Terrell Austin, and, of course, it's going to be on Mike Tomlin to produce better results. So, 100%. I think Austin's going into the last year of his contract, if I'm not mistaken. So, definitely pressure is on.
Ray, give us a predicted stat line on Rodgers for this Sunday.
Yeah, I think it's going to be low scoring, guys. I don't think.
So does Vegas, by the way.
What's the over under?
Last I saw it was 38.5 if it hasn't moved.
Yeah, that is a low number. I'll say 14 for 21 for $180 and a touchdown.
No turnovers?
Yeah, no turnovers.
I'd take that.
I think they'll play a clean, efficient game. They'll lean on their defense, and I think they'll try to get the offense going week by week. I think that's the formula that they want to lay out there early in the season.
Raymond, this was illuminating. This was wonderful. We'll do it again next Wednesday, and we'll have a football game to talk about. Thanks, buddy.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. See
Thanks, Ray.
Clear that throat. I mean, lozenge. I've been into the ginger water. Get these ginger cubes, put them in the water, hot water with a little bit of a lemon in there.
Good for your stomach.
It is, and supposedly for inflammation, for your joints, the ginger.
Yeah.
Doesn't dissolve fully, though, so it gets pretty nasty there at the end.
Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm.
Ginger beer?
I don't know that I've ever been a big ginger beer guy. I do like a good ginger ale.
Ginger ale is very good.
Love ginger ale.
Fruit splash.
Yes. I used to only do ginger ale when I was sick.
I do it all the time.
Me too.
All the time.
When we go over to my wife's family's place, the in-laws, make their own wine, you know, and it's strong. Make it with a little spritzer, throw a little ginger ale in there. Oh, it's delicious.
Pretty good.
That was a great Terrell Austin question. Let's unpack that a little bit when we come back.
Thanks.
Make or break season for our guy Terrell Austin. I don't know why he's our guy. Steelers DC. He is a pit guy. Everyone's a pit guy. Who were you telling me earlier? John Harbaugh?
Yeah, 87. Tight ends coach for University of Pittsburgh.
Unbelievable. I didn't know Gruden was there before.
Yep.
Jimmy Johnson.
All kinds of greats.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great school. It's a great football program.
They didn't have Saban. We did. We got the Saban.
Who else?
And Bobby Bowden.
Oh.
Two of the all-time greats right there, including the greatest of all time.
Yeah.
How about that? Kalen DeBoer didn't. We'll react to Ray's comments on make or break season for Terrell Austin when we come back. Texter writes in, if that truck has a blue key fob, bring it with you. Tom doesn't have one. That would be a wrong number.
Mm.
You can text us personal things at 412-928-9370. The text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You can tweet us. Brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. I do want to react to what Ray had to say about your question regarding Terrell Austin, but I teased this like an hour ago. Justin Fields asked about playing his former team. Here's what he had to say.
Where do you sit emotionally just seeing your former team right out of the gate in a situation where you guys basically swapped quarterbacks?
Cool, calm, collected. Another game, to be honest with you. We're out here just trying to get better each and every day and prepare for this upcoming Sunday.
How do you think your familiarity with their scheme and a lot of their personnel on defense can be an advantage?
Yeah, of course, you know, I was here last year going against their scout team, but, you know, it's week one. They got a lot of new players on the defensive side of the ball, so they could, you know, do a lot of different things. And, you know, that's how it is for everyone around the league week one, to where, you know, you can game plan as much as you think you can, but they can come out and whatever. So biggest thing is just adjusting on the fly on Sunday when we do, you know, see stuff that we necessarily didn't see coming. So.
Well, that audio quality got worse and worse as it went along. Fields saying on the Steelers, it's just another game. You think it's just another game?
Yeah, because he wasn't here that long and didn't play that much. For him, it is. Maybe Aaron Rodgers has a little bit more on the flip side because he was there for 2 years, you know, went through catastrophic injury, went through firings. I mean, there's just a lot of mess that Aaron Rodgers went through. So maybe a little bit more for Aaron Rodgers. But I think for Justin Fields, you know, what was he, 4-2? He played six games.
Handled it really well.
I think he's just trying to get it. He's just trying to have the best years possible, honestly.
Yeah, it's about, hey, I got to stick in the league as a starter now.
It also has a lot to do with, I mean, not a lot, but it has something else to do with, you know, where you play at, too. Like, if it was in Pittsburgh, maybe a little bit more. That's why for Rodgers it is a little bit more. But if it being, you know, in New York, it's his first game as a Jet, he's thinking about other things and, you know, trying to get back really at the Steelers, it being more than that.
Oh,
more than that.
I think Rodgers is pissed off for greatness.
Yeah.
Now, Rodgers wouldn't take the bait in his very first press conference with the Steelers media. I think it was Brooke Pryor who asked him about it. Aaron Glenn, they had him fly out coming to the facility, met with him for like 5 minutes and told him that they weren't going to bring him back.
Yep.
And Rodgers was peeved by that, as he should have been. Hey, I think that could be a phone call. That could be a text, perhaps an email, maybe U.S. Postal Service. You don't need to fly a guy out, waste that kind of time.
Rodgers has a lot of like revenge factor games this year that are on the schedule. I mean, the first game, obviously, on Sunday. Then you have the Green Bay Packers you play this year. You have the Minnesota Vikings, if you want to look into that a little bit. Maybe they were having discussions and said that they were going a different direction with J.J. McCarthy and kind of just pushed him away. The Chicago Bears, as he always plays good against. You know, I mean, the Lions in that division. So he has a lot of games that on the schedule where it's like, yeah, he might have a little bit extra to him.
I'm with you. And I think he has a right to be more offended than Justin Fields does. Now, I agree with what Ray had to say when Ray said that it was a mutual decision in that the Steelers wanted Fields at their price. That, to me, though, doesn't sound like a mutual decision. Hey, Justin, you're going to play for this. And if not, we don't want you. I don't know how mutual that is.
Right.
You don't really want the guy. You don't really want the guy. When you would pay him below what the market value would have been, then you don't really want the guy. If I were him, I wouldn't have wanted to come back either, though. Not that I'd be personally offended necessarily, and like I said, he did handle it well. But you're 4-2. Every game you have a quarterback rating over 90. You had 10 total touchdowns in those six games. Only one turnover, though there were fumble problems, and they got some good fumble luck. Like, I don't know, did they use me the right way? Probably not. He didn't turn it over because they were risk-averse, but he didn't get to use his legs probably as much as he would have wanted. I wouldn't have come back. And I had to chase the payday, too.
I'd chase the payday, and I also, if I was a young quarterback looking to revamp my career, or if I was just a starter that was on the fringe of maybe them drafting a quarterback in the following year, I want to be in a situation that I don't have to look over my shoulder, at least for that year. And I don't know, like, with the whole Mason Rudolph, that timeline there, but if Mason Rudolph is here and Justin Fields is here, I would feel like I would, in a way, be looking over my shoulder of like, okay, like they probably would want to put him in if I don't do well.
Right. They're not married to me necessarily.
Right.
They did it to me last year.
Right.
Give me a fresh start.
Like he's not looking over. So who's? I don't even know who the backup is in New York.
I think it's Tyrod Taylor, but then he got banged up.
So I would look at that too.
I'm looking at it right now.
Like I bet you Russ is looking at his situation right now. Is like, oof, my leash is very short because they just named Jackson Dart as the backup and Jameis Winston as the third.
That's a terrible, it really is, situation for Russell Wilson because they're going to get their teeth kicked in.
Yep.
Their schedule's such a, I mean, it is tough. And they're not going to want to throw Jackson Dart into the fire early. He's probably going to go like 2-6 or 1-7. But you know, you're not going to start every game this year.
Yeah, it's only a matter of time.
Yeah, Tyrod Taylor. Tyrod Taylor's the only other quarterback they're carrying on the roster, Doran.
They don't have a third one?
Not according to OurLads.com.
Hmm.
Bucko's suddenly hot. What a matchup between Bubba Chandler and Shohei Ohtani last night. We'll take a brief pause in the Steelers talk because we still got to talk about the Terrell Austin comments. We'll talk to John Wehner coming up next. They're 50-50 since Derek Shelton's firing. Now, Don Kelly is 50-51 this season because Shelton had to leave for the graduation or whatever it was.
Right.
But they're 50-50 since his firing. We'll talk to Rock about that and more when we come back. His home ballpark. Ball Talk on the Fan, presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days. You can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday in CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Going to be Ian Eagle and J.J. Watt on the call.
Nice.
For Steelers-Jets. Is John Wehner going to be able to watch the Steelers game? Hello, John.
I will. I'm off this weekend, so yes, I'll be relaxing, watching some football.
Is that one of those things where you request off, or is that just a happy accident?
Happy accident. I have no control. I do have some control. I could choose some road trips I don't want to go on or what I want to do, but typically it's just let him put me where he wants, and then I'm good. I'm happy.
If, John, you were scheduled to work and the Pirates had a day game, would you be watching the Steelers on a tablet in the booth?
Uh, Probably not.
Okay.
I'm too cheap for the NFL package. So I really am. It's only a couple Sundays. I could do without watching a game or two, but I have in the past, but typically it depends. Radio, you got a little more leeway. You know, you could probably watch more on radio than TV. TV, it's kind of hard. You got to pay more attention on TV.
That's why I don't do TV.
Yep. John, what do you think makes Shohei Ohtani one of the best baseball players we've ever seen? What do you think makes him so good?
Oh, gosh, he's uber talented. I mean, if he pitches another 4 or 5 years at the level that he has, I'm ready to put him as the best of all time. I got Ruth and Bonds 1 and 2, and if he can continue to hit the way he does, throw the way he does, and then, you know, you're talking 50 homers, 50 steals, you're talking, you know, upper 90s, 100-mile-an-hour fastballs, and, you know, a guy that can win a Cy Young and win an MVP with a bat, it's just never been done. It's unprecedented, and for me, again, I think he still has to pitch another 4 or 5 years to be there, but then I got him best of all time.
My interest is...
To answer your question, though, I mean, he runs faster than most. He's stronger than most. He has better bat speed than most. He throws harder than most. He has, you know, command. I mean, he's as talented as anybody you'll ever see.
You piqued my interest there, John. You got Ruth, Bonds, Ohtani. Who's 4 and 5?
Oh, you know, I haven't seen guys like Willie Mays. I mean, he's got to be up there.
Yeah.
Mickey Mantle, of course, I think is probably in the top 10. I mean, I just think Ruth and Bonds are pretty far ahead of everybody else. You know, what Ruth was doing back in the day, I mean, he's out-homering teams. So, I mean, of course, he's not facing the level of competition that these guys are now, but he was out-homering teams. So
yeah.
It's hard for me to even put Bonds ahead of Ruth. And Bonds was easily the best hitter, you know, since Ruth. I mean, nobody's been able to do what Bonds did. And Bonds was a Gold Glove outfielder. People forget that because of the 92 Bream game, but he was the best left fielder I've ever seen.
Well, if you're going to go Ruth, Bonds, I think third might have to be August and September, Jared Triola. What got into this guy?
You know, I love it. I mean, the guy plays the game the right way. He plays it hard. He's very smart. He's a good base runner. He got some speed, elite defender. You know, I think, you know, when you don't play every day at the big league level, which is pretty much the case with him for, you know, the better parts of 2 years, it's hard to be consistent. You try to shorten up your swing and you make some adjustments to try to have some success. And I think him tinkering, it kind of hurt him. And it looks to me like he's back to where he was when he first came up, and he's always hit. He's hit 300 pretty much throughout the minor leagues, and I think he went back to what was comfortable, and he worked on it when he went down to Triple-A. He came back, you know, and he started hitting right away, which helps the confidence. And then he's in the lineup every day, which obviously helps as far as having consistent at-bats. He has some pop. I know he doesn't hit for a lot of power, but, man, when he hits a home run, he hits it a long way. So, I just think it's comfort level, knowing that he's in there and he's had some success. And I think that tends to obviously build confidence, and then it snowballs for you.
John, Bubba Chandler against Shohei Ohtani last night. It was kind of reminiscent of Skeens v. Ohtani, but that bumped up Bubba Chandler's ERA to like 2.25 or something like that. What are you seeing out of the young buck? And, I mean, he's obviously going to be a mainstay, you'd think, in the rotation at the very start of next year, if not before.
Yeah, it's a learning experience. And so it's the first time he's faced a real good lineup. And, you know, you're facing MVPs and all-stars. And you just can't get away with firing fastballs every pitch. And he learned that last night. He learned that the good hitters will turn around the fastball no matter how hard you throw it. And so I thought the second time through, the second, third inning he threw, he started mixing in the breaking ball, which I didn't really see a lot of his first two outings. And he proved that he can locate the slider and he could throw some changeups, and he was effective that way. And that's the key. You know, you can't get away with just throwing a fastball. And it was a lot like the Skeens first time encounter. Throws a fastball by him, then he hits a home run. There's more than just firing fastballs, and he proved that, you know, he can spin the ball and he has a capable changeup. And, you know, I think he's going to be a good one. He's a competitor too, and he's definitely not scared. He didn't back down.
Wainer, this was great. We're happy you get to watch the Steelers on Sunday. Happy the Bucks are 50-50 since Donnie Kelly took over. We appreciate the time. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Always a pleasure, boys. Have a good week. Go Steelers.
You too. Go Thanks, Steelers. John Wainer. What a man. I think he was golfing again.
Yeah.
I think that's what you were pantomiming.
Yeah, because the breathing.
We haven't done a lot of the ball talk, the baseball talk, since gestures wildly. They fell off the face of the earth and the Steelers started up. But I like to admit when I'm wrong. You said when the Pirates traded Key Brian Hayes, he was going to hit the baseball with the Reds. And I said, no, he's broken. He's not fixable. Now, we've seen him get hot before, but he's played 30 games. He has 3 homers, which is more than he had in 100 games with the Pirates. His batting average is .280, which is the highest it's ever been since his 2020 season. His slugging percentage is .450, as high as it's been since 2023. And his OPS is .795. He hasn't finished with a season with a OPS that high since 2020. He is good right now.
Yes.
His WAR is 0.7. It was 1.1, again, in 100 games with the Pirates. So through 30 games, you were right. I was wrong. I thought he was unfixable. The guy isn't just an elite defender. He is actually a really, really darn good baseball player who's hitting .280.
Callis, do we ding him for that?
No.
Because he was wrong?
No.
That's funny.
That's not how that goes. We don't get dinged for bad predictions. We get dinged when we screw up.
That's fair. I do want to ask you, though, what the spirit of the game is, because you keep talking about the spirit of the game. What is the spirit of the game?
If I flub a name.
Oh, that's it? That's not it.
That's how it started. Certainly not T. Boone Pickens and his endowment. T. Boone Pickens. What do we think the T stands for, by the way?
Terry.
Is it really?
I don't know. Thomas.
Coming up next, I don't want to take a shot at it. I ain't taking a swing at that. Coming up next, we'll go around the NFL. Super Bowl odds on the eve of the NFL's regular season. And I want to remind everybody, 93.7 The Fan will showcase a different community each Saturday through the Youth Football Showcase. The baseball showcases were super popular. A special visit from members of the fan staff. Do you want 93.7 The Fan to visit your game? Email youthsports@93.7thefan.com. Mail to youthsports@93.7thefan.com with your group name, your group's main contact information, and potential dates. Details at 93.7thefan.com. Now, brought to you by Steel City Shredding, Saloni's Italian Bread, and Pelman Electric. 50-minute mark on the Fan. Brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. Around the NFL, Super Bowl odds are out. They've been out. But the season kicks off tomorrow. Eagles, Cowboys, sans Micah Parsons. The Super Bowl favorite. There's two of them. +700. The Philadelphia Eagles and the Baltimore Ravens. Also at +700. I feel like I know how the Ravens season's going to go. If we can do the thing with the Steelers, I feel like we can do the thing with the Ravens. Steelers make playoffs, lose playoff game. Everyone's sad except for Art, who says we're above the mean, and then the beat goes on. With Baltimore, it's like win 12, 13, 14 games, roll through the regular season, and then maybe win a playoff game, but then lose when the stakes are even higher.
Yep.
They would not be my Super Bowl favorite.
Who would it be?
I'd go Philly, and then I think Detroit's right there.
Yep.
But Detroit has to deal with Philly. Everyone always thinks Kansas City's going to take a step back. They're +850. I don't know, man. I'm just going to keep betting on them to make the Super Bowl until they stop going to the Super Bowl. There's some pretty decent long shot odds here that might be worth kicking the tires on. So Kansas City +850. Detroit +1100.
That's pretty good.
Yes, please.
Yep.
Packers +1300. All right, how about this? Even with the addition of Micah Parsons, I still think Detroit top to bottom is a better team.
Me too.
But Aaron Glenn gone, Ben Johnson gone. So what does Dan Campbell have up his girthy sleeves?
We'll see. They still have a lot of talent.
Oh, yeah.
So I think they'll be fine.
And I think they promoted from within, right?
Yes.
So they're going to try to have as much continuity as possible. I mean, that roster is really good.
Yep.
Really good. The 49ers at plus 1,800, I don't like it either. You're shaking your head. They tend to do the thing where they'll have a really good year, then a really bad year, then a really good year. They had a really bad year last year. I think they'll be a contender. I don't know about them for the Super Bowl. I'll tell you one that is interesting is the Washington Commanders at plus 2,000.
I like that. I would sprinkle some money on that just because I don't think that they'll make it. I think they'll get close again, but they have a shot.
For those inquiring minds, the Pittsburgh Steelers at plus 4,500 behind what? The Arizona Cardinals and the Chicago Bears.
Hmm.
I can buy some Bears hype. Think they'll be better. I believe in Ben Johnson. They got so many good skill position players.
That division's just so hard. That's whether they're better or not.
I mean, if you're better, are you better than Minnesota? Minnesota won, I think, 14 games last year.
Yep.
Are you better than Green Bay? No. Are you better than Detroit? No. Should we give our Super Bowl picks? Are we prepared to do this?
Sure.
Detroit over the Kansas City Chiefs.
That was mine.
Really?
Same thing.
Oh, I feel great about this then.
Same thing. Detroit and the Chiefs. Chiefs figure out a way to get back. They still have that chip on their shoulder from last year getting blown out. And I think Philly gets knocked off at some point, maybe in the second round of the playoffs.
It's going to be tough for Detroit to get home field advantage in the NFC, which I think is a big deal. Because I think Philadelphia's division is easier because you get the Giants to beat up on. Now you got the Cowboys without Parsons. I do think, of course, Washington will be good. But you've... None of those games are gimmies in the NFC North.
Mm-mm.
So they might have to do it, Detroit, by going on the road to Philadelphia, but this is their year.
Who plays an AFC championship game for the Chiefs to win? Who do they play?
Ready for this, humdinger?
Mm-hmm.
Broncos.
Yeah, that's actually, I'm not going to ask
you. You laugh at me.
I did.
What about you?
Bengals.
Get the... I just ain't buying the Bengals. I am buying Joe Burrow. And if they... I'll tell you what. To your point, they make it. Uh-oh. You don't want to play them.
Nope.
No, I don't want that guy. That guy's cool as the other side of the pillow. Cool as a cucumber.
We're out on Buffalo, huh?
It just... Last year felt like the year. I think they missed the year. You could argue the same about Detroit. They were just so banged up on defense. But I think Buffalo blew their chance, man. I mean, as long as you got Josh Allen, you're going to have a shot, but I don't like their roster apart from him. Like, they got good players. I don't think they're as good top to bottom as Kansas City. I don't think they're good top to bottom as Baltimore. I think they're good top to bottom as Philly. I think they're good top to bottom as Detroit, Green Bay. You're out on Buffalo?
A little bit. Yep.
They have an easy division, though. Although the Patriots should be a little bit better.
They'll be better.
They're favored in 11 out of their 17 games. That was Around the NFL. The Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Our great friend, our NFL executive insider, Doug Whaley, has traipsed into the studio for our first Wednesday with Whaley of the regular season, baby. Let's go. One day until NFL football. We'll talk to Doug for a full hour coming up next. Fan Weather's brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Too hot for my liking today in September. High of 81, low of 55. Tomorrow, though, high of 71, low 60, 75% chance of rain.